Today we'll be doing Sif Beis. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, Kara Kriya Shema Belo Bracha Yatzei Dechuvas Kriya Shema. One who recited Shema without the accompanying brachos is still technically Yotzei his Chiyuv of Shema. V'chozer v'koreha brachos below Kriya Shema, he has to go back and recite the brachos without Shema. V'niru li shetov lachazor v'likros Kriya Shema im habrachos. However, the Shulchan Aruch recommends that it's more appropriate to go back and say Shema together with its accompanying brachos. The Mishnah Berurah Tziv Katan Gimel tells us, V'chozer v'korei rotzolomar afagav de'inam akvos l'kriya Shema v'yotzei dechuvas Kriya Shema. Even though you're technically Yotzei your Chiyuv, even without reciting the brachos, but you weren't Yotzei your Chiyuv to say the brachos. And you could say the brachos without saying Shema. Like we pointed out before, the brachos that you say prior to Shema are not, they're called brachos, Kriya Shema. They're not really a bracha on Shema. They're brachos that happen to be recited before Shema, but it's not like a bracha we say, Asher Kedeshanu B'mitzvosav Tzivanu L'kros Shema. That's not the bracha that we say. Ema brachos kedei lamod v'sfilah mitoch devrei Torah kriya shema zo nechshavas kekorei b'Torah. So the purpose of accompanying these brachos with shema is in order to incorporate words of Torah into your tefillah, and this shema that you're reciting now, the second time when you recite the brachos, when you actually recite the brachos, is going to act as a form of Talmud Torah, of incorporating a Torah learning into your davening. We'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up the Siv Gimel tomorrow.